Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot. He's a sniper, the Puerto Rican point guard, striking like a viper. Yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back.
And they came to attack, spilling crack on the track. Yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back.
Yeah, the Zach Lane and rattlesnake spin straight facts. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back.
When they making noise.
What's up, baby boys? It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. I'm back. Whew. I feel like I haven't been here in a hot minute.
It's been a few.
Thank you for holding down the fort on Monday, Zach. I heard it was a great show.
Yeah, we had a good time.
A lot of people said it was better because I wasn't here. That's okay. That's okay sometimes. Incredible show planned today. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach Amico.
Feeling good, buddy.
Good. You look good, baby. I like your juggalo look.
Thank you. I'm working on it.
Yeah, dude.
Decided to try it. I'm very happy with it. I'm getting good responses.
Yeah, you're officially you are like a fucking part of the Juggalo crew now.
Shannon's into it.
Yeah, Shannon likes it. What a slut. Shannon, I thought we have a thing.
I look like a real ginzo.
Yeah, this is your thing. What?
I was trying it. My mic wasn't on. I said I love the outfit.
Three guests on today's show. It's a big deal, guys. Rarely do we do three guests, but fucking we're getting crazy. You know we're in love her from the Madhouse podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Maddie Smith back on the show.
What's up? Thank you,
girl?
Lewis and Zach, for having me.
What's up, girl?
What's up, girl? How you do?
New album, Get a Job.
Get a Job, Lewis.
Let's go.
You can go buy it right now on iTunes. Can you stream it anywhere for free?
Yeah, I mean, which my own record label has been encouraging people. I'm like, can't we just make the 8 cents that we get off the record when people buy it?
It's better to stream for free, dude. I'll tell you right now, you can make way more money in the long run.
Well, I do like a long run.
James Mattern.
Thank
back
you, buddy.
On the show. Been a minute.
Can I just say this? First time since the rebranding.
Wow.
I didn't even know what I had booked. I'm like, no, I want to do Real Ass.
No.
This is what it's called.
We don't say that in here.
Show.
We don't say
now.
That in here.
This is we, white
Lewis and Zach.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Me and them.
And you know him and love him.
LAZ, baby.
Working Stiff, Comedians
you
Talking Wrestling. It's a new podcast, I guess. Different
yeah,
name.
Yeah, baby. Rebranded.
Dude.
You know it, bro.
It's a rebrand nation.
Vegas.
Scott Chaplin back on the motherfucking show.
What up, Kings? What is this noise?
It's the funny police.
Oh, I like it.
They're here.
I
They're
like
here to
it.
Put those
Uh-oh.
Cuffs on you because you're too funny.
You are too funny.
Shout out to everyone watching live in the Gas Digital Network right now. If you guys are watching this on YouTube or anywhere else, you should notice you can get the live, uncensored, and ad-free version every Monday, Wednesday, and an exclusive show just for subscribers on Fridays. Go subscribe to Gas Digital right now. Use that promo code LAZ, and you get the show the way that it's intended to be. It's the only look. Most people are editing the fuck out of their shows now for YouTube. You can't get away with anything anymore. Guess what? We got a platform so we can say whatever the fuck we want. Go subscribe, support us. You get over 1,000 episodes in the on-demand library that are not available anywhere else. You can go to the whole history of the show. Great show plan. Very excited. Shannon, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty fucking good. Went to the gym this morning. That's why I was late, guys.
You look
what?
Jacked.
You gotta make up a real excuse than like... enjoying yourself.
No, let him. Oh, break us off a piece,
he looks
baby.
Great. He
live
looks
your life.
Great.
Lewis, are you on tea?
No.
Nice.
You're not?
No. Just natural. All natty, baby.
Let's go.
All
I got
natty,
the natty
Maddie.
Addy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Natty Maddie, yes.
Maddie and the Natty.
Natty Cuomo.
Yes.
Good. Natty Cuomo. Her, bring her in, too. We need more people.
Look me in the eye.
She's doing great.
She should sell those t-shirts.
She is doing great.
This motherfucker's quoting it.
Is she selling that as a t-shirt? That's easy merch right there.
Maybe.
So what?
Look me in the eye?
Hilarious.
She unblocked me on all platforms.
Hey, welcome back.
So you could see her anger.
Welcome back.
I think it was because I didn't take shots at her when everyone else was taking shots at her.
That's nice, yeah.
I think she heard it. Well, because, you have to fucking... It's going around again. Colin Rugg, I guess, tweeted it a couple days ago. So it's just gaining all this traction again. Yeah.
Did you guys say anything? I kept my mouth shut.
Look, I have nothing to say.
I got
shitty
clips
tickets.
Too, motherfuckers.
She's a beautiful woman.
We talked about it on the Friday
Everybody's
night hang on Legion of Skanks.
Dog shit every day anyway.
Yeah, I post so much dog shit.
So
like,
this is the point that
quiet.
I made, and we can move on because we have already talked about it. Look. Everyone at one point has freaked out on an audience member.
Brother,
we
buddy.
Just did. We had the wherewithal to not post it as a clip. And yeah. You're like, look at this win. It's iconic. Yeah. That's the craziest thing of all is that she posted it as a win.
It's but she has like 20 million views. She's gonna be goddamn president in 2028. We're all maybe laughing possibly. At her like, you shouldn't have put that out. This is insanity.
Nobody cares.
We didn't post it. She's gonna be printing money.
Yeah.
God bless her.
God bless her.
There
nice
was
country.
A moment where I saw something in her eyes where I went, I know what kind of woman I like, and I gotta figure that out.
Oh, yeah.
There was a moment where I was like, fuck, I actually have to figure my life out.
Hey, well,
out.
You know, listen, we're sitting here, and she's gonna go on tour with Michael Richards, so.
What a 1-2 punch that would be. Are you out of your mind?
Yeah. Good for her. I hold no ill will, literally, towards any of my exes.
Nah,
they're all baby girls in the back of my jack-off mind, so I get to do whatever I want.
Well, that's another good shirt.
Yeah.
Can you make that merch?
Yeah, baby girls in my jack-off mind.
Jack-off mind.
I got my jack-off.
In all fairness, you know how bands do like the tour
mind.
Shirt?
Yeah.
You with all the girls on the back would be pretty
Ooh,
funny.
Ooh, that is fun.
Like, all
funny.
The girls I've loved before,
yeah.
And it's just all your ex hit list
that's
on
funny.
The back
Congdon,
is out of control.
Karen Margolis, Karen Feehan.
Anyone with a K.
Probably someone else named Karen.
Yeah, if we get one more K in there, hell yeah. You don't
want to fuck the office manager. What'd you say? You got to fuck our office manager.
Boy, this show hasn't changed.
No. It's just a green screen now.
Yeah, we have a green screen, but we still are racist pieces of shit. It should be pointed out. We have an incredible show planned today. I'm very excited about today's show. Shannon, by the way, I should have sent it to you. There is an adoption. There's a specific puppy or dog rescue for retarded dogs or not retarded dogs, but like fucked up dogs,
like missing limbs.
Yeah, dude, there's one little cute dog named T-Rex. You got to find him, Shannon. You're going to
love
him.
Oh, I know about T-Rex.
T-Rex is no joke. He was born
front legs.
Yeah, dude, he just
that son of a bitch.
Dude, and then there was a guy who did a video. Please try to find this, Shannon. If you go on Instagram, you should be able to find it. It's T-Rex is the name of the dog. And I know the shelter that houses him also reposted the video. It was one of these guys. First of all, I hate this type of...
yeah, it's always like an American-Filipino guy who's 22.
Was that him? The guy with the two legs?
Yes, this is the place for sure.
They showed him a second ago.
All right, Shannon, stop playing this. Stop playing. That's a horse.
Can I say this?
That's a really retarded dog. That dog's so retarded it's a horse.
That's how it went backwards. I love a three-legged dog. When I see one on the street, I do this. Like, it's out of control. Mm-hmm. I give a dap, like respect. Because I feel like a three-legged dog. My
I life. Wish we could, so, I if we could find one, I would for sure get one for the studio.
Are you hung?
Can we get a studio animal? Why don't we have an animal in the studio?
God. Do you get mad when people bring animals?
I was going
to
bring my dog, but I thought you'd
But
be
if
like,
it's your
you
house
know,
one.
I know how you get about the Josh Adam Myers of the world.
Well, it's a little crazy.
Josh's dog is huge. He brings it to Skankfest. He's like, she's freaking out. I don't know why. She's in a casino.
Oh, yeah. Stolen Valor. He has it in an outfit
casino.
It didn't earn.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate Josh and his dog.
Why does it say, what? Does it have a shirt that says dog of a comedian?
Yeah. I can't say it. Shanna, try to find the video. There's a video of a guy who picked up T-Rex from the pound or from this place. And he was like, I'm going to give T-Rex the best day of his life.
Best day of his life. And then you drop the dog off at 6 p.m.
It's so fucked up because this dog thinks that he's adopted.
I know.
He goes out and has the best day ever. And then at one point, the guy goes, in the video, he's like, and then it's time for T-Rex's big surprise, and you're like, oh, he's got him front legs, and he doesn't. He just takes him to the beach. Go ahead, play this
to
video.
To a disabled dog shelter.
Yeah,
this
is it.
This dog with
look at this poor son of
a. He's awesome, man. A beagle.
Excuse me, miss. My name is Nina. Nice to meet you.
I was wondering if I can give one of your dogs the best day ever.
After explaining to her what I did for a living,
he's gonna suck his dick.
He's like, you're gonna jerk off my dog?
Okay, Red Rocket. Pause it for a second, Shannon. Here's my problem with all of these videos, and is this the cynic in me? I'm just going like, you're doing this for views, you're doing this for monetization, you're doing this to build a profile, you have this dramatic, sweet music behind it, but every time, every one of these videos, when they're going and giving out tacos to homeless people, or they're fucking, you know, giving a homeless person a makeover, or taking a fucking two-legged dog to the beach, it's not really about being a good person. It's not. And if it was about being a good person, you would just do it without there being a fucking camera there, without monetizing it, without making it a part of your brand. I just can't stand it. And I know that it probably does more good than bad still. It's about like it's a net positive for like the world and it makes people feel good and they want to do nice things. But I still hate it. And I hate this guy and I want him to fucking be dead. I hate him.
Yeah, unless he tells me like, look, I do these good things and then at night I weep because I can't have them.
Yeah.
Like you have to be all the way good.
Yes.
You can't be if you're 50% good, then what's the other 50?
Right.
A fucking
none of them are good. They're
an opportunist to get likes.
They're all evil fucking
right.
people.
And so I had to ask someone to stop sending me images of animals up for foster because I can't handle it.
It's
fucks
too sad.
Up my
it's
day.
Too much.
Yeah.
I have a dog, I love her. I wish I could take care of all of the fucking dogs. I can't, so leave me alone with your shit.
Yeah, I can't. I can't. And they're sweet, and it's nice. My algorithm right now is all cute animals. It's actually cute AI animals. It's a cat singing, dun, 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 cat. Dun, do you want me, baby? Dun, 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 I need right now. It's
yeah.
With like a little baby voice, and it's a kitten. It's AI, and then teenage girls shaking their asses. If you
okay.
see my Discover page.
Also AI.
It is. No, it's not AI. Oh, no.
Oh, that's real.
Oh, is it?
Oh, that's real.
Oh, trust me, this boner's real.
What I love is that you, no one
they're
I think
AI,
would guess.
But they're under 18.
No one would guess that you'd have cats. My algorithm, also animals, nothing but hippos and
hippos.
Orcas. Like the most violent.
That's how I describe
alphas.
The women in my algorithm.
Oh,
yeah.
My real life algorithm up till, I am
47. Mine's all dogs being funny, and then they go, oh, you like dogs so much? How about a dog being attacked by a leopard.
No, they aren't
like,
showing it.
Dude,
attacks?
It is so much dogs being eaten by animals.
Oh, yeah.
Idea.
Well, I love that. I follow Nature is Metal, Nature is Metal. See, look. It's kittens.
Soul. And then jailbait Jenny
and
over
then
here.
Jailbait yeah. Jenny
my
right
niece.
Here. I mean, it's crazy. It's how many hot
kittens?
Teenage girls. Oh, there's Bill Burr in there as well.
Yeah, Bill Burr.
I'll play it. It's listen.
I don't know if I have service.
Is this the
there.
Kitten or the jailbait?
Burr's in the city the next few months.
Oh, no, I got to fucking put my Wi-Fi on.
Burr's going to be in the city the next
few
months.
Oh, yeah. I'll go see
really?
The play.
Boy, he's filming
oh,
something.
For the
play,
Broadway
so he's
going to
be hanging around.
It's
going
to be good.
We're going to
become
best
friends.
It'll be good
to see
him.
Yeah. Let's get Shannon, why don't you get Bill Burr on the fucking Lewis and Zach show, you dirty bitch. For once, do something. Shannon?
Yeah, I'll give him a call.
Yeah, Shannon, that's what you do.
This is insane that you love this.
I mean, I've watched that 1,000 times.
Wow.
And then cool. Teenage girls with their tits hanging out.
Wow. Yeah.
Pretty toy. Pretty toy.
Toy.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Hand
yeah,
in
they go hand in penis.
Yeah, that too.
So, Shannon, play this video. Go ahead. This three-legged, this four-legged dog, two-legged dog, whatever. Shut up.
Notorious. There you go.
You ready for the best day ever?
Oh, this poor bastard.
Get ready to go.
Oh,
have
he's
the best
such
day
a sweet boy,
life.
Though.
So we
look at his tail. He's terrified.
Grabbing him some snacks and then his favorite toys.
We're gonna play. I promise. Let's get you some toys first.
Which one do you want to get?
This one. Every single second, someone would stop me to show love to T-Rex.
It's time for your next adventure.
I mean, T-Rex is pretty great.
He's a badass.
He runs like shit.
Look at him. He just drags his face on the floor. Yeah.
Look at his effort.
Not good for him.
He bashes his face into the fire. You fucking retard.
They played around for a bit, and then we ran into some Star Wars members, and they showed him some love.
Excuse me? Wait, Star Wars members?
Big surprise.
It's going to be his first time on the beach.
He ended up loving the sand right from the first second. And then we played for a bit, and then
his tracks must be
hilarious. I don't think that was a real. I don't think that was a real bird sound. I think that bird was added.
Thank you so much for watching, and be sure to follow.
Look, if he falls asleep on the beach, Shannon, do you love T-Rex?
I do love him.
You love him, Shannon. Why don't you find us a freaky dog for the office?
Because who's going to take care of it on the weekends?
We'll get a bird feeder or something.
What? A bird feeder.
Okay. A bird feeder.
A bird feeder to feed.
Yeah.
A one pod dog.
One pod dog. Great fucking t-shirt.
Buddy,
talking about t-shirts.
I'm the king of merch. Not for myself, but I'll give everyone else ideas, sweetie. I just called you sweetie. What am I, a 90-year-old?
No, I liked it.
It's cute, yeah.
Old Italians do that. You know that, right? Mm-hmm. Every old uncle I ever had is like, come here, tiger. Come here, sweetheart. What the fuck's going on with you?
Shannon, can we find a freaky dog to... somebody will come in. Well, I bet you Ralph will take him on the weekends. Ralph fosters dogs all the time.
Oh, maybe.
That's yeah, cool. He would definitely use it for his advantage.
Yeah,
what, to go out with a 20-year-old Russian?
They'd be like, oh, we got to stop at the studio. I got to feed the disabled dog.
Having
a disabled dog here would actually fucking rule.
Yeah,
and when I say disabled, I'm not talking about missing an eye. No. I'm talking about it's got to have big. It's got a three-legged dog is the minimum.
He's got to match the producers.
I'd like a no-legged dog.
That'd be great.
No-legged dog,
little loaf.
Yeah, dude, it's just fucking
little rump roast.
Yeah.
Wait a minute though, missing an eye with a has there ever been a dog with a patch?
Probably.
Awesome, a pirate dog.
Yeah, I guess.
Game on, B.
I like that too, but that has to be one of his afflictions. Like I want a dog. His snout has been chopped off, and it's just
Lewis
a hole into his brain.
Not just eye missing, but like tongue doesn't go in.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like
it'll make people uncomfortable.
Good.
That's almost the problem with T Rex. He's too cute. T Rex is fucking
cute.
When he tries to run, he just drags his face on the ground. That's pretty hilarious. That would fucking rule.
Can't they get him wheels?
Probably they could. It's just funnier.
Get him front wheels.
Would that be a better day than taking him to the?
I bet it'd be a much better day.
And getting him a fucking another ball.
Instead of him dragging his eyeballs through the sand.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love how everyone thinks that like buying new toys for a dog is a big deal. He doesn't know that this ball's old. Like it's just another ball.
It's just another ball.
It's another ball.
Yeah, I started going to Home Depot for my dog's toys. I buy rope at Home Depot.
Get out.
I swear. It's way cheaper.
Your dog likes
you know, dogs will play with a noose, too. They have no idea.
Oh, yeah. They don't care.
A pretty noose,
just throw a noose at the dog and then have it run after black people.
Are you guys tired of brain fog, midday crashes, and feeling like your brain just isn't firing on all cylinders? Well, guess what? Keto Brain's nootropic creamer is the ultimate upgrade to your coffee and your mind. If you guys want to feel good, you want to overall have more mental clarity, if you want to feel better going to the gym or just to work, well, guess what? Keto Brains is an incredible product. I use it literally every single day. It's packed with science-backed ingredients like alpha GPC for focus, lion's mane for neurogenesis, L-theanine for smooth clarity, and C8 MCT for sustained ketone energy. If you're trying to be on a keto diet, this is a great addition to your keto diet. It's creamy, it's delicious, it's a coconut-based formula, it's absolutely awesome. You guys are going to love it too. Trust me, go try it out, see if you like it. You're going to get hooked on it. It's really, really great. It's better than any other creamer that you're putting in your coffee. Just start your day off right with Keto Brains. Go to ketobrains.com. That's ketobrains.com. Use the promo code LAZ20 for 20% off your order. Once again, that's ketobrains.com. Use that promo code LAZ20 for 20% off. All right, where were we?
Once again, this is the show I remember.
It's the show, yeah. The show. Shannon, we're talking about dogs right now.
This is great.
There was a bulldog puppy stolen in a fake seizure heist, and it's found and returned to the Colorado pet store. First of all,
it was found and returned.
Yeah,
thank God.
To the pet store that was probably abusing it.
Sure.
Wow.
Whoever stole it was probably. I had a girl that used to work for me, and she years ago she went to like a puppy place to buy a puppy, right? And she worked for me for Poster Dog when I was selling comedy club tickets. And this girl actually introduced me to Eric Andre. She was friends with him in Florida. When he first came up to New York, she was like, this is my friend Eric. You got to put him on your shows. And he was like a no-name dude at the time. And now he won't return our phone calls. Won't do Skankfest. So fuck you, Eric Andre. How about you suck my dick? You remember what I did for you? New York Comedy Club? So... She went to a puppy store. Oh, he knows. She went to a puppy store and she stole this puppy. It was a little Chihuahua puppy, and she put it under her jacket and left the store with it. But she didn't get any like instructions on how to care for it or anything. So, not that she even needed instructions. She had a loft bed that she was in her apartment, and she had the puppy sleeping with her. And the first night, the puppy fell out of the loft bed. And for a Chihuahua puppy, that's like falling from a third story
building. That's insanity. Yeah.
And this
every bone.
And she killed this puppy.
No.
Really?
Just like that.
Yeah. She didn't know. She didn't want to go to a vet because she felt bad and she didn't want to get caught stealing
it. She killed it.
So she like tried to just like, you know, fucking put its bones back together.
The bones back together.
Like a broken leg.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like she knocked over a kid's Lego set. It's like, hey, we'll just piece it back together.
Yeah. She tried to fucking mush his body. Back together, and yeah, she killed this puppy.
Like a broken bowl.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. No, I think what she ended up doing is she ended up dropping it off like at like a vet without saying anything.
She dropped it off.
Oh my God.
Like, but I believe the puppy died, if I'm not mistaken.
That's so fucked.
I have a buddy who rolled over on a new kitten in his sleep.
Oh, yeah, no, and it died.
Yeah, woke up the next morning and was like,
no way.
I rolled over on my kitten.
I have a fat aunt
Who?
You don't say.
We all do, brother.
Is her name Kathy?
A new kitten in a rocking chair.
Oh, my God.
Over his neck. It was under the...
That I had almost the same story.
Yeah,
you know?
your cat went in the chair.
Well, I had a rocking chair that was like it was a swivel chair. It was like a big. It was so you could like pull it back and it would be like Lazy Boy style. But it was a big circle, so it like swiveled around. It was a very nice chair, very soft, comfortable chair. Except there was so many like springs and like crevices underneath it. And my cat had kittens, and one of the kittens crawled up in there, and it snapped its neck. And I had to, like, get it out of the chair, and its body was still warm. It happened so... It was so recent that I felt the warmth of its body. And my cat was just like, wow, 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 when I was, like, removing the body.
Yeah.
I know
so fucked.
An older man who has a plow on his truck, and he was plowing his driveway.
I love how the pretense of the story lets us know how bad it's going to be.
Yeah, he knows. Yeah. I see where this is going.
He won't say who the guy is.
Backs up, right? Married to his wife for like 42 years, kills his wife with his truck.
No way.
Jesus.
Yep.
Wow.
The cops were at his place for like a week, making sure he didn't kill himself after.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
Not as bad as killing your dog, but imagine.
Not as bad as a kitten.
I knew a girl in. I know a girl who was like really hot in high school, and I guess when she was in middle school, when she was even hotter, she took a gerbil and put it in the microwave just for a second to see what would happen.
Oh, fuck!
And of course, its brain melted out of its ear.
Yeah. I love that this just became Gremlins.
These are literally all the deaths in Gremlins.
Yes.
Little kids try to dry off.
Yeah, did someone's parent dress up as Santa Claus and die in the goddamn chimney?
My mom once took a puppy and put it into a blender, and it went...
Tasted pretty good, though.
Let's see.
Did you guys ever torture animals when you were a kid?
Really, no.
No, I didn't. No. I had friends.
What are we, a bunch of Dexters?
I remember like the night I didn't hang out with them. They were like, dude, we blew up a frog.
No.
And I remember as a kid being like, fuck, I missed that.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it.
It depends on the type of animal you are torturing.
Frog baseball.
We used to fuck with dead animals. I remember my buddy ripped off the wings of what's the white ones? A swan.
Wow.
A swan.
Yeah. It was dead.
Not a dove?
But he ripped off the wings of a swan.
Like,
no, we were at
swan.
A lake, and he was like going like, he was pretending he was flying around with
that
swan wings.
That is awesome.
I know.
Well, you don't realize.
Having big-ass swan wings.
Yeah. Swan wings, you're just running around.
He pretended to be an angel.
You know, in real life, they're the nastiest sons of bitches.
Yeah, they're
I've been chased.
Yeah, they're mean. Yeah, they're fucked up.
I did a show at a country club once, and this cocksucker, I'm just looking at it before I went on, just took a glance at me looking at it and came at me beaking, no pun intended, just starts rep, rep, whatever the fucking swan talk. It was terrifying. I'm a grown man.
I know it's not beaking.
Well, you know, we call when you honking. When you talk shit, we call it beaking.
Like, yeah, it was honking.
Like,
it was like, honk, honk, honk,
yeah,
honk,
but whatever,
honk,
but whatever.
Honk,
but it's, like, and it's ignorant, looks like it's all
on mess. Is a swan a goose?
I thought they were related.
They're related ish, right?
Guy girl or something?
No, swans are male and female.
Mm.
Yeah.
Swans are.
I love a black
swans,
swan.
Swans, they only fuck. Each other.
I know, and before they fuck, they make a
thing.
Heart with their faces,
right.
And
yeah,
they look
yeah.
at each other.
Yeah, because the little boat you take.
Yeah. Right,
yeah. And then all the other animals, right?
I think geese don't live in water, swans do.
Geese, I feel like they have little flippers on their feet. I feel like they can do some water shit, dude.
No, they do water shit, but they sleep in like a field or something.
Yeah.
And swans sleep in the water in a heart shape.
Don't they sound dumber? I mean, I respect what you say that they with the honking, but to me they're more little alpha than
the geese.
No, swans. Geese just seem like dumb fucks.
You know, swans are classy and beautiful.
And
you would
whoop
fucking
your ass.
You would get swans for your fucking wedding.
Yeah.
Then we want some fucking goose.
You get them for your wedding and they would kill one of the guests.
Yeah, no, a goose would be a whole problem. You don't want a goose at your wedding.
I grew up with a kid that tortured an animal.
What animal?
It was my There was a guy who worked for my dad named Gary and a son named Jeffrey who was just a bad kid. Jeffrey was just a problem. He was a few years younger than me. And I remember he came to my birthday party when I was little and his parents had to bring him presents to my birthday so that he wouldn't freak out.
Jesus.
When I was opening presents. Like,
Shannon,
he was like that
Shannon
kid.
Hold on one second. I'm so sorry. Shannon, time out. I rape gays for 20 minutes.
Okay.
20 minutes. I look down, and he's like, he's bitching about the conversation. So you know what? If you don't like the conversation, how about you take a fucking break from it?
Why don't you go rape some gays?
And I love your fucking name, too. I love your fucking name. Now I got to time you out from the fucking chat for 20 minutes.
Oh, because of swans?
Because we're trying to have a fun conversation about geese and goose and swans and swans.
And they bought Jeffrey a rabbit for, I think, his birthday.
Anyway.
And he would put it in drawers, throw it down the stairs, yikes, shit like that. So they had to give it back to the pet store. But every time Jeffrey went to the pet store, the rabbit would lose its fucking...
I bet.
Oh,
like,
my God,
the omen. Like, the rabbit would just start puking and shitting and flipping out.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. No, I think that this is the type of animal you torture. It really tells who you are. I think any sort of reptile you can kill...
We're all gonna torture an animal.
Well,
but, you know, it
I'm just saying, it's like...
it's a rite of passage.
You can't torture a mammal.
Yeah, if you have a kid who tortures a mammal, that's like he early psychopath.
Yeah. Right. If you're going to torture a bird or a reptile, you know, you could probably be pretty normal.
Anything with pupils.
What do you mean?
Other things
like
don't
fish,
have
birds.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Lizards,
fish
have
pupils.
They just have blink
fish
blink.
Fish have pupils.
They blink blink.
They just have
they blink blink.
Blink.
They don't have like eye contact really, do they?
It's just like
a fish isn't gonna look you in the eye.
I haven't purposely tortured a fish, but I've gone fishing and just I take it out of the water and don't do anything with it. I was like, let it just suffocate.
Word.
I guess in retrospect, that's sort of torture.
Right. I stepped on a lizard in Florida.
Yeah.
And it's like legs were all snapped, and I just like put it.
I had a joke about that I forgot. I literally forgot because I accidentally stepped on a lizard in Florida, and then. The joke was something along the lines of, I was like, this is the only place that will desensitize you to stepping on lizards. It's like by day three, you're like, oh, a lizard.
When I was a kid, I opened my garage and a crow flew in and I closed the garage. And then my dad was in the garage like a week later. He found a dead crow and he's like, what the fuck is a crow doing in here?
You thought
and
you
I
were
was like,
fucking
fuck,
goth?
I had a pet. I thought I got a pet.
you were fucking goth now?
I'm so superstitious. Crow. The Italian side, you know, a bird flies in your house, but. Does a garage? If a bird flies in your garage, is that bad luck too?
Wait,
a crow?
What's the Italian rule?
Is it bad luck if a bird flies?
If a bird, oh my!
Ooh, that
God.
Happened to me before. Oh, a bird flew into my
well,
bird flew.
For Italian families, it's different because usually the oldest son is living in there.
I would say the type of bird. If a fucking raven flies into your garage, expect 7 years bad luck.
That's some Edgar Allan Poe shit.
Yeah. You don't want a raven to fucking fly into your window. You're like, all right, somebody's dying in my family.
Well, crows ain't any better.
If a pigeon flies into your fucking garage, that's just, you know.
The singer of Mayhem had a dead crow in a big jar, and he would inhale it before songs so that he had death in his lungs.
That is also pretty awesome.
Well, winners do win.
He used to bury his clothes in the woods for a month so that it looked like he was coming out of the earth. And he had a dead crow he would bring on tour. And he would huff it in between songs.
Damn, I'm not doing enough.
Can we agree that crows are to ravens what geese are to swans?
Similar, yeah.
That was a
perfect
analogy, my friend.
Yeah.
Perfect fucking analogy.
Do I get a guess of snake? Do you sell those?
He's saying geesers, the swans N-words.
Well, you take it up a notch. I just sit in the corner, sweetheart.
Shannon, what is this bulldog puppy that was stolen?
I'm going to show you the video. So you're going to watch. Here is where the guy's going to fake a seizure. There he goes.
Oh, my God.
And then now watch this guy.
And this guy. Why are the dogs freaking out?
This guy hit the ground.
Which guy hit the ground?
This guy on the ground.
I missed that.
Oh, yeah, he hit the ground.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay.
So they're guys together. Oh,
what a
he falls. Also, it was such a fake fall. Uh-oh. Everyone's disoriented. The kids are even looking. Oh, this is a sick scam.
This is despicable.
Scam that doodle.
This is where you need Beethoven to come in and save the day. I hate
bum, bum, bum,
shit
bum.
Like this.
Look, he's trying to help his friend.
Yeah, this is where you wish it was like the movies and the dogs like bite a guy's ass and trip him.
Like he's taking too long to do it.
Yeah, just do it right away, you dumbass.
There he goes.
Oh, and then she still caught him. She still caught him.
Still caught him.
And now he's trying to make it out like
a puppy. Oh, he's got multiple puppies. Two of the pups.
Oh.
Look at these dumb bitches.
What a bum.
Hey, what are you doing? Hey, no.
chaos at the pet store.
Dude, this guy sucks.
He's the worst thief I've ever seen
in my
entire life.
And now they found the dogs, right?
The one dog.
Yeah, because this shit is terrible. Because you go, are you taking them to resell them for money?
I was thinking,
or are you taking them?
Also, if you work at this, fucking puppy store, are you going to really stop that much? I mean, help the guy who had the seizure, to be honest with you.
I would take bat to heads. Because there's stories of like monkey torture across the country. There's like black market, awful torturing of not just children. It's like every animal in the book.
Of course, but I don't think that this guy was stealing these dogs to torture them.
I think he was selling these dogs.
Yes, absolutely.
Selling or breeding or some shit. Yeah.
That's how they ended up finding the dog. Is an unnamed woman purchased one of the puppies from a street vendor for $1,500. And then when she saw this post, she returned the puppy to the place after seeing the description. So, but one puppy's still missing. Valued of over $8,000 for two puppies.
Oh, he got two puppies.
I think there was another person. I watched it so many times, I don't see the second person, but I think that there were three people total involved in this. Wow. The seizure guy and two other guys, so they got away with two puppies.
Seizure is home.
Is that the most...
Hold on.
Colorado. I love that song. Can I tell you this? If I ever get married, I want it played.
It's like 8 minutes long. And that's the only thing that's in the song.
I love
it.
It really, and Gessle Snake, it really calms me for some reason, which says a lot about me. Is that the most Colorado ruse ever?
Like, Colorado? Oh, you're a fucking, you know what? Now you get it. Gessle Snake, Gessle Snake, Gessle Snake, Gessle Snake. I know what you were going for there, doggy.
I want this played at my breast. So, come on, do it again. But if you were going to say, where did this happen? Of course, Colorado. Like, that's what, like, if you're going to be a criminal mastermind in Colorado, you're going to try and steal a goddamn dog.
Yeah.
Breaks my heart. Sorry, buddy.
Breaks your heart. It's got sad right now.
I avoided that video the last few days. I've seen it online. Wow.
All right. Let's take a quick moment and thank Cornbread Hemp for supporting today's show. Cornbread Hemp making amazing CBD gummies. You can also get THC gummies as well. I don't take THC anymore. I use the Cornbread Sleepy Time gummies to go to sleep at night. Absolutely incredible. 25 milligrams of CBD. They have 1 milligram of THC, so it doesn't get you high, but it genuinely makes you feel so good. Go to sleep without any of the weird, like, over-the-counter medications. Those things suck. You crash out. The next morning you wake up, you're super tired. That's not what Cornbread Hemp CBD gummies are like. They're genuinely incredible, and they have a bunch of different products on their website.
Yeah, I actually use the THC ones. They sent me some to try. Absolutely love them. So whether or not you're looking for just CBD or the THC ones, Cornbread's got you covered.
Yeah, they're going to help you feel better, whether it's stress, discomfort, or you just need a little relaxation. They only use the best part of the hemp plant, the flower, for the purest and most potent CBD. Right now, just go to cornbreadhemp.com. That's cornbreadhemp.com/LAZ and use the code LAZ at checkout. You're going to get 30% off your first order. That's a huge discount, 30% off your first order. cornbreadhemp.com/LAZ and use that code LAZ for a discount. All right, where were we? I went skiing in Salt Lake City.
I saw that.
So fun.
How'd you like
recently?
It?
By your so lonesome fun. Without the kid.
No, not with my kid.
Nice.
You went alone? Sorry.
He did okay. He does okay.
It was fun?
There was a friend.
He does okay.
Oh, might be.
There was a broad up there with you?
It was a friend.
There was some broad.
Wait, let me get this straight.
Relax. Everyone be cool. Everyone be fucking cool. Yeah, no.
You hit the slopes? Any injuries?
First of all, it is way
no, she
better.
She wasn't Asian.
That's one of my jokes. Thanks. What's it called? It was way better than skiing in the Poconos or Jersey, dude. Poconos, Jersey skiing sucks dick.
Yeah.
I mean, the trailers were like 12, 15 minutes long. You just go. It was pretty crazy.
I've never been skiing.
Never been skiing?
No.
I've only been a couple times. I went in high school.
Did you enjoy it?
Feels
I did, but I wish I started when I was like really young because I'm very scared when I do it now.
Yes.
That's like anal, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I wish I did anal earlier. Every year, my asshole gets tighter and tighter.
you have ski person energy.
Thanks.
You have, like,
appreciate it.
Yeah, if you told me you grew up skiing like nonstop, like every fucking weekend in the winter,
or snowboarding,
winter,
power.
No, much more skiing energy.
Yeah,
Scott has snowboarding energy.
Yeah, he's like, what a goofy foot.
I didn't snowboard. So.
You've been skiing though.
No, never.
Oh, we should do a fucking ski trip.
Yeah,
I'd rather snowboard than ski. I don't understand.
It's hard though.
But you've never done. Have you done? You've never done either.
Looks dumb.
You've never done either.
Skiing's gonna be easier.
Skiing's a lot easier.
Snowboarding's hard.
To jump on skis and just go?
Right.
I want to get Zach on a pair of skis.
Now, is there a reason?
I'm going to strap two snowboards to Zach's feet.
Nope. I'm not good on feet.
Yeah. We're like, pizza, french fries. He's like, where?
That's not happening.
I see no pizza and french fries.
I'm pissed.
That's how we got him to come out.
I can't. I'm terrified of... My family took me to a roller skating birthday party when I was little, and I wouldn't go on. I was like, four.
Oh, yeah, roller skating's fun.
And I was like, I wouldn't do it. And so one of the other dads was like, I'll show you. Went out on the rink and immediately snapped his leg in half.
Oh, shit.
And had to get EMT'd out.
Like Sid Vicious?
Like one of the, like, bone out.
Jesus Christ.
And it fucked me up, and anything like that fucking scares the shit out of me now.
I will say that the Utah, we went to Park City, and it was fucking just beautiful. I mean, just like, you know, out of a fucking movie, like just beautiful mountains. Like, dude,
which movie? Dumb and Dumber? Two movies where it's in that.
I'm just saying, it was fucking, it was a postcard. It was beautiful.
Where the water flows like wine.
It was fucking beautiful. I had a really good time, so I highly recommend Park City.
Were the people pretty attractive there?
They were decent.
I always picture like hot, après ski.
Can I say something about skiing people? Because this was one of the most expensive, this was so expensive.
Yeah.
Sure.
This was $330 per lift ticket for one day, for Sunday.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. And you go in the Poconos, like $60 for the day, right? It was crazy. It was really, really expensive. But there's something about rich white people. And they get a bad rap. Rich white people get a really bad rap. You're like, oh, they're rude. They're entitled. No. Rich white people are the friendliest, sweetest, kindest fucking people you'll ever
meet. Think they're with their own.
Yeah, when they're in
when
Park
they're spending
City.
But it's not,
I'm not one of their own. I'm coming.
Well, they had to be nice to you.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
They didn't want videos to come out of them being nice to the brownest
there
guy
was
there.
Not a single brown person on the entire mountain. It was just me.
Love that.
And it was pretty amazing.
But were you completely covered up?
I was, but
it's hard to tell, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I did. I had the face mask. I had the goggles. So, I had everything.
They had no idea. They had no idea. Among them.
But these people couldn't be any friendlier. I'm talking about like you're waiting in line to get on the ski lift, and you have to like go one, then one. Like everyone's following the rules. Like that guy, then that guy, then that guy, then that guy. And I was like, oh, hi, how are you? They're all talking. They're all friendly. It was just so pleasant to be amongst rich white people. Why do people hate on rich white people? They're just the classiest people out there.
They don't cut lines.
They don't do anything wrong.
They don't cut lines.
They buy their shit. They spend some money. They stimulate the economy. What is the problem with rich white people? Why are we hating on them? If this would have been in the hood, there would have been skiing three shootings. Like, imagine skiing in Chicago. It'd be a goddamn nightmare.
I would love a skiing mountain in the hood. I would think that'd be great.
Oh, Louis, yeah.
You paid $333
per day for one lift ticket.
Can I ask this? And then you had a colleague. So, two of you, you paid $666, is all I'm saying, to be with the whites. Crazy.
Plus, I had to rent. Plus, I had to rent the skis.
Way more. Yeah.
Six is what I'm trying
hotel.
To say. No one's getting this Buyers devil reference.
Oh. Except you added $6.
Devil snake.
$330 plus $330 is $660.
No, I thought you said $333. Whatever, semantic sack. Where's your colleague from your youth with his dead rabbit? Where's this asshole?
Zach would fall down and just keep on rolling, like in the cartoons, become a big giant.
Yeah, and have to call the town.
Yeah.
Like a barrel?
Yeah.
It's like the abominable snowman in the old PC game.
The only thing I could do is if you got in an accident, they would send me up the mountain with a barrel of whiskey around my neck.
Yeah, dude. There were so many people, though, that were like, they fall. And they get hurt, and then the ski patrol has to come and like grab them, put them on a stretcher, and ski them down the fucking mountain. It's pretty wild.
That's
nuts. Worrisome.
Yeah, I mean it's like the people like literally carrying a stretcher with a person. And they're skiing. What happens if they get injured?
Right.
And they fall.
That would be a sick job though, working at one of those lodges. You just ski for all day.
Love it. Yeah. Well, it's like a combo of hiking and.
No, there's no real hiking. You're just, you take a ski lift up.
But you're outdoors. I mean, part of it is you're looking around. That's like 70% of
nature.
It, right?
Yeah,
is you're outside in nature. Because otherwise, you're just sliding down.
I think 80 or 90% of it is the thrill of fucking going 40 miles an hour, going fast down a hill.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you look around while you do it?
Yeah.
Do you like play pretend? Do you go like, I'm
play
this
pretend.
Guy?
Pretend.
Who would you pretend to be?
Tom Cruise? I don't know.
Sonny Bono.
Is that a mission?
If I'm doing activities,
I'm
not
always
being
Tom Cruise.
I'm Tom Cruise.
It's pretty fast.
Kennedys.
You should try it. It's fast.
Yeah.
Like,
it's really fun, dude.
It's really, I'm going to bring my son and my niece in a couple weeks to, actually, we might go to Vermont, but I'm going to bring, if you want to come though, dude, seriously, come. It'll be a lot of fun. Yeah.
You don't want to do Mountain Creek in Jersey?
Mountain Creek sucks. It's first of all, it has the ghost of,
is that Action Park?
Action Park.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just like, it's
so there'll
just
be a snake underneath the ice somehow?
You can see old Action
it's
Park.
It's fucked up, dude.
At Mountain Creek.
I was at Mountain Creek once and I bought my son a gator, like, which is like a face mask type thing. And
he still couldn't tell who was gay around him.
Gator. I bought him some Gator. You know what? I'll give it to you.
Zach the Snake.
Can I have another coffee? Zach the Snake.
Dad, why does it keep beeping when I put it on?
So I went to go, and it had like a thick, like, you couldn't just pull the tag off. I needed scissors. So the young dumb bitch that worked there, she was like 16 years old.
That's
they hire all kids.
The name on her tag.
You're like, oh my God, you were in my Instagram. Big titted bitch.
So I was like, hey, do you have scissors? And she's like, no, I got a knife. And she pulls out like a fucking sharp knife. And I go to hold it up to her. And as she's coming at me with the knife, I was like, she's going to cut me. I remember just thinking, I'm like, there's no way this there's no way this isn't going to end with me being cut. And I shit you not, she goes, and just slices my finger with the knife.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No. I swear to God. She cut it, and it's, well, and then I'm bleeding. And then,
oh, my God.
And
dude.
Then you want to ski, so you can't sue.
No, you could sue.
Well, no, if you go skiing, that's going to be a big part of their defense. Like, he still went
skiing.
Oh, true.
Right.
Yeah, true.
You know?
How injured was he?
Yeah, if I would have like went to the hospital right there, if I would have like said there's trauma or something else. Also, with something like that, you're not going to get that much money. What am I going to get, like 10, 20 grand?
And you'll spend 5 years talking about that cut on your
finger. Yeah, it's a goddamn nightmare. I'm not going to court over and over and over again. I'd rather pay that much money to not go to court.
I know. Sure. So. Dude, I broke my arm at the gym. And
what?
How'd you break your arm?
Were you lifting?
I was on the treadmill. No. And I pressed the pause button. I got off the treadmill.
And then you went down on all fours? Pause?
Yeah, and then I pressed the pause so I could get on all fours. But when I got back on the treadmill, I wasn't looking, and it was still going. So I hopped on, and it flew off. And
but wait, how's that the gym's fault?
They said the pause button is broken on that machine.
Yeah,
the pause button was broken.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You sued them?
No, I didn't. They gave me a free membership for 3 years.
Damn. Which gym?
Yeah, Orange Theory.
Was this
Ooh,
the
Orange Theory?
Or
that's a good gym.
It's
an expensive gym.
Over $200 a month. Yeah.
Yeah. So 3 years. If what was that was like? They said 3 years. That's that.
They said 3 years, and then we'll reconfigure at the end.
Did you reconfigure?
I'm still in it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I called them.
That's great.
I said, let's make this easy on us.
You should get free forever.
Because they freaking, there's footage of it. There's footage of the trainer being
footage,
like, oh, it's
treadmill.
Broken.
Fuck
let's
yes.
Oh.
Footage. The jokes today are flying, baby boys.
That's
Lying.
Why she got off the treadmill. She had a footage. She had to scratch it.
Footage.
You should be allowed.
But sometimes
to
you're just too lazy to go through all that.
Oh, it's a pain in the ass.
Like,
Mark Torres in the Racist Life just says, Orange, you glad your arm broke. Solid joke for the chat.
Mark. Channel Snake. Let's go. Channel Snake. Channel Snake. Channel Snake. Mark's having his moment after I Rape Gays left.
Yes. I Rape Gays is. I hope you're thinking. Is he still on timeout, Shannon? It might have been 20 minutes.
Two more minutes
for I Rape Gays. He'll be back. He better say something nice when he comes back. If he thinks he's going to be Mr. Cool Guy when he comes back and he doesn't think I'll give him another 20-minute timeout, it'll happen.
It's over.
What if he hits a home run? What if he comes up with something great? Does he get a I Rape Gays snake? Oh, it's too early. I tried.
I Rape Gays.
Yeah.
I Rape Gays.
I Rape Gays.
Yeah, the snake. The snake's the best
Shannon,
thing in the
goddamn
world.
Shannon, can you isolate that and keep it as a drop? The I Rape Gays drop? That's pretty incredible. Look, let's do some plugs. We're fucking rolling here. What a fun show so far.
Fire.
What a fun show. How does anyone hate on the Lewis and Zach show? What a fun fucking show. Scott Chapman, what are you plugging, my friend?
I got one show I really want to plug. In April, let's see the date. April motherfucking 10th, 3rd? I don't know when it is. It's WrestleMania weekend. I am going to be headlining Nerd Bar in Las Vegas, and I need people to come out. Skanks know about Nerd Bar if you've been to Skankfest in Vegas. So I am making you all aware. I believe it's like a 6 p.m. show on a Thursday night before Mania weekend.
Dude.
Come hang.
Incredible.
During the pandemic, I was at Nerd Bar playing Jenga with a girl in Daisy Dukes, and then I had sex with her, and the people I was staying with did not like that in the middle of the pandemic, so I had to fly back to New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the kind of place that they're like, you might have to be out by 8 because midgets are wrestling.
Yeah, Nerd Bar is super cool. Yeah, we watched the UFC event at Nerd Bar, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
It's a fun venue. Just once again, out for the people. Get a Job, my third album ever. I almost didn't put it out several different times. There was fights with people in my group. I melted down listening to it. I might have left the taping at one point. It took 9 months to put out. Go check out Get a Job. It means a lot to me. It is the most anticipated comedy album of the quarter.
That's right. And you can catch me this weekend at the Desert Ridge Improv in Phoenix, Arizona. We're doing 3 shows. Then I'm going to be at the DC Improv, Comedy Works in Denver, and the Den Theater in Chicago, Illinois. That's on March 28th. Check out my website, maddysmithcomedy.com, for all upcoming shows, along with the Madhouse Podcast, new episodes every Wednesday, sponsored by, I guess, the Digital.
Hell yeah.
That's great.
Shannon, time out extraordinaire for 20 minutes, because he said, anyone else just mute plugs?
The guy
wants to be too cool for school. Plugs are the best.
I only listen to plugs.
Wextraordinaire gets timed out for the next 20 minutes. He doesn't get the chat.
That would be a great podcast I'm going to pitch you. It's just 60 minutes of plugs.
Brett Rabel
no
did
content.
Actually,
Brett Rabel did it. It was called Just the Plugs.
Yeah.
Stop.
And it was like a 5-minute podcast. You just came on, did your plugs, and left.
No, I said do a whole hour. Like you're Andy Kaufman reading the fucking Great Gatsby, B.
Zach D'Amico.
Hey, going on tour with Juggalo Championship Wrestling. March 6th, Vegas. March 7th, Tucson. March 8th, Albuquerque. Then doing stand-up in Canada. April 3rd, Ottawa. April 4th, Montreal. April 5th, Cornwall. April 6th, Gananoque. April the 11th, I'm at Gnarly's in Golden, Colorado. And then back out on the road with JCW. April 24th through 27th in Rockford, Joliet, Cleveland, and Columbus, Ohio.
Shannon, pull up my website. Lots of dates coming up, guys. I'm taking a little bit of a break right now. This weekend, my son has a play, so I stayed in town for that. And then next weekend, we're in Jamaica. He's in Finding Nemo.
I didn't know that was a play.
Interesting. That's a play. Yeah, Finding Nemo the musical. Very excited for a school.
That's great.
I'm going to all 3 performances. I'm so pumped.
I did that.
He plays a shark.
Okay, cute.
Yeah. Oh. The next time I'm on the road is South Bend, Indiana, March 21st and 22nd. Raleigh, North Carolina, March 23rd. Then I got a little Canada run coming up. St. Catharines, London, Ontario, Windsor, Ontario, Burlington, Ontario. Punchline Philly coming up my birthday weekend, so hang out then. We're doing Story Wars and Legion of Skanks at the Nashville Comedy Festival in Nashville, Tennessee, in April as well.
Awesome.
North Charleston, South Carolina, Wits End Comedy Lounge. Those are makeup dates because they got snowed out the last time. Then I'm at the American Comedy Company at the end of April, and a lot of other stuff. Shannon, move forward a little bit to the end of May, because I just added these and I want people to get tickets early for these shows. Me and Scott Chaplin are going to Europe, baby boy.
Let's go.
Yeah.
You got your passport, right?
I did. I got my passport.
Let's go.
I didn't get tickets, but.
No, I got it. We'll figure it out. We're going to Amsterdam, May 28th.
Right.
We're going to Glasgow, May 29th. Dublin, Ireland, May 30th. Manchester, May 31st. And London, England on June 1st. Very excited. Sorry, this could be
I'm
a sick fucking run. Dude, it's going to be awesome. You're going to bang a hooker.
Oh, I'm banging a hooker.
Hey,
oh,
yeah.
No, I'm hooker, sleeping. Yeah. I'm making love to a hooker.
Yes, you are.
I'm falling in love.
Ever make love to a hooker.
I went to those cities about the same time you did last year.
Yeah.
Bring a jacket for Glasgow.
Really?
You're going to be shocked how freezing that Glasgow is.
You know, I don't mind because I want that experience.
It's going to be so much fun. I'm very excited about this. This is all before I film my next special. July 12th, I'm filming my next special. It's tentatively titled Praised by Wolves.
Oh, that's nice.
And I'm very excited about it. It's going to be July 12th. It's Side Splitters Tampa. So get your tickets in advance because those tickets are almost sold out for the special taping. I'm also bringing Zach D'Amico with me as well. We're going to be doing Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Side Splitters.
Great.
So it's going to be a whole weekend of partying and hanging out and just having a great goddamn time. Very excited about this. Come see me on the road. The new material is great. I still have another 5 months to work on this, so it's going to be the best shit I've ever put out, I promise you guys. And if you guys want to come to Skankfest, tickets are on sale May 2nd. We're announcing the lineup the second week of April. We have so many guys that have never done Skankfest before, so many returning people. The kickoff party is going to be fucking ridiculous, even though that's already sold out. The band is fucking crazy. They thump. They hit so hard. So get your tickets on May 2nd at 12 p.m., I think, Eastern, at skankfest.com. Shout out to Yo Kratom for making it all possible. And check out all my other pods, The Regs, Story Wars, and The Legendary Legion of Skanks. If you guys love me, I do a bonus solo show called The Lewis Journal Podcast, only available for my guest list my email list subscribers. And on that email list, I give away tickets for Skankfest. I do a newsletter every single week. So go subscribe to that email list at lewisofskanks.com. All right. Okay. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Mando for being a longtime supporter of the show. We love Mando here on the Lewis and Zach Show. Mando is total body deodorant, not just for your armpits anymore. Mando's can be used anywhere, whether you guys use your armpits, your feet, your balls, your grundle, your back, anywhere you have a little fold that can get stinky, Mando has you covered.
Mando not only has all those areas covered, they've got these great body wipes I can't put over enough. We've been on the road, and sometimes long car ride, you feel a little stinky. You could take a great, we'll call it an Italian shower with the body wipes. I can't put over them enough. They have the full body deodorant, which, as Lewis said, you can use on any part of your body, and they've got a great deal for you.
Yeah, they really do. Try out their starter pack, which includes a stick deodorant, cream deodorant, and then two product choices of your choice, like the Midi body wash or the deodorant wipes. Plus, they give you free shipping. This is a very special offer. Use the promo code LAZ when you check out. You're going to get $5 off the starter pack. That's over 40%. Once again, go to shopmando.com. Shopmando.com is a website. Really great company. Use that promo code LAZ so they know we sent you there and get a discount on their starter pack. All right, where were we?
What a
shit, I saw another video of a girl. She convinced a homeless woman to jump off a dock, and the homeless woman couldn't swim.
Jesus.
For like money. It's like this hot chick. She seems like the most vapid cunt in the world, but she's pretty goddamn toit. So I'm
so it goes.
You know, Twitter night. Let's do Twitter night. This bitch Shin, try to find her while we get the Twitter night music going.
That's like bum fights. Did you used to rent those at the video store?
We used to know them. They used to film them where Shuli and I did open mics in Vegas.
Really?
There was a couple of them. Do it or no.
Still gotta watch the Gabby Potato.
I need some noits on that intro. They were all toits.
They were all toits. Well, some of them are. You know, it's just all subjective.
Well, I'm sleeping with a fat hooker in Amsterdam.
Shannon, did you find this woman yet?
Yeah,
she's it's bitch is toit.
Looks pretty
Which
shallow.
One? They're both toy to me.
Oh. You said it was okay. You said you wanted to swim. You
told me to jump. Well, Shannon, before you there's the whole video of it, like where we need to go to news sites and you pull up their versions. Shannon, find the original.
I mean, you
video.
Asked me to find it in 3 seconds.
Shannon, I don't care. I don't care.
Go hang out.
Find the real video because there's like pretext of her talking to her and trying to convince her, and you know, you
but
just,
that girl looks like she can swim.
She floated
immediately. Yeah. I saw a retard almost drown when I was a kid. There was a retarded person at the water park, and they swung and went in, and just, when you can't swim, you don't flail, you don't do anything, you just sink to the bottom.
Did he have a pet rabbit?
This motherfucker was sitting Indian style at the bottom, and then like 3 minutes later, a lifeguard jumped in, and I was laughing, and he was like, don't laugh. I'm like, this is absurd.
It's
Scott, you have a traumatic water park.
That was one of the first times Scott was ever on Real Ass Podcast. He told the story about a guy dying in front of him at a water park.
Yeah, when I was like,
and I think about it almost daily, still to this day. Yeah, yeah. It was such a traumatic story for you that I've now taken on some of your trauma.
That's
it's fucking wild.
Yeah, I don't think about it like
that. I sit Indian style on buses.
Hell yeah, dude.
Okay.
It means he's raping a woman.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was the joke.
It means your penis is out.
Yeah.
Indian style means your dick is out.
Okay. No.
You're shitting in your hand.
Thinker.
I wasn't going to because my feet were getting
You should
hot.
Just jump in right now.
But I'm going to jump in with my shoes on.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. Ready?
Oh my gosh. She's like a young Ann Ramsey.
Thanks.
She dove too. For somebody who can't swim, she did do a straight up dive.
Yeah.
Did you see her ass?
What?
Oh, you said it was okay.
You said you wanted to swim.
You told me to jump in.
I didn't tell you to jump in.
This bitch sucks.
Thank you guys. We're gonna have you guys get off. Wait, who is that?
What is this chick's name, Shannon? I do like a skinny Fox News
Natalie
type blonde bitch.
What's her name?
Natalie Reynolds.
Stepford
wife?
New comic in Austin.
That is. I do 7 mics a night. Yeah. And
it's like I'm past at the mothership, main room. Shannon, let me see. Do we have any?
Man, how many bookers are named Mike?
Do you want to finish this or do you want to see your Instagram?
Let's finish this and then we'll see your Instagram.
I love you, baby.
She might literally die.
No, stop. Seriously, don't stop. Please, you're actually freaking me out.
She is like 1 foot away from the shore.
Jump in and save her.
Well, she can't.
This is
her
just
up.
Some fucking yeah. simp dude being like, I'll do anything you want me to do.
Yeah, go get in, get in.
Dude, every editor looks the same.
Yeah. At Fox. Thanks.
Yeah, people hate this bitch.
They should.
They are.
There was another
she's
video.
She's pretending she cares right now. Yeah.
These are the people we can weed out.
Yeah. She's got to go.
I mean, but she is pretty toy. We have to admit
I
that.
I think she's disgusting.
Yeah.
Can we see her
she's
Instagram?
She's too skinny.
Can
and I would
can
like
we see her Instagram? There's no such thing as
her
skinny.
Dad in the face.
Yeah, let's see. What's her name?
She kind of looks fuckable
Reynolds.
On the far
Natalie
right.
Natalie Reynolds.
Look, she's got some cornrows over there.
Yeah, cornrows is the best she's ever looked.
Oh, she went to Jamaica on vacation.
Oh, hell yeah. I'd take her to Jamaica.
Sorry, Lou.
She's pretty toit, guys. I mean, what do you want me to say here?
Not a fan of her.
I don't like her.
Right, yeah. Let's see some
let's
more
see
images.
Her
oh,
yeah, let's see her.
She's trying to fuck a shark?
She looked like every bitch.
Yeah, she's too skinny. She looks like every bitch. You're right. Shut up. She is hot.
How flat
no,
is that ass?
No, of course she's gorgeous.
Her ass is not flat.
Like,
her ass is pretty nice. Her tits
liar.
Don't exist.
Neither of them do, baby.
No, we don't need
wait,
her.
Wait, what did I do with her?
She needs curves, Bubba.
I mean, she's pretty fucking toit. Guys, what are we saying here? I understand she's a twat. But
well, she looks a little
it's
better.
Not twat or not
down there.
Dude, if you met her in person, she looks like everybody.
By the way, we gotta start doing twat or not.
Twat or not is yeah. fucking twat hilarious.
Gomez. I'm Caesar. Ready? I'm Caesar.
Right no.
There. She's dumb, Bubba.
No way.
I'm Maticus Dogicus. That's my Caesar name.
I think she's pretty hot. A lot of people in the race live chat. Let's see. Andrew
that's
Waller
a nice split.
Says too skinny. That's a great shot.
That's
right
a good.
There.
That's a good.
Are
butt
they clowning
the ass looks
of the
good
video?
There.
Is she getting people commenting because of that video?
Oh, does she have an OnlyFans? No. Are these actual nudes of her? Yes. Yes, indeed. Let's see.
Shannon.
Let's see. Oh. Disappointing. Don't you hate when you click on somebody's fucking link tree and they don't
can't
have an on. OnlyFans? You're like, who's in your fucking mind? You have a link tree with no OnlyFans?
Yeah,
you should be fucking
get
shot.
Get it together.
Hey, what, you think I wanted to see your Etsy?
Air Nomad says Noit. Bad Dog says Noit. Larry Holder says Toit. McDick says Lewis is terrible taste. McDick, I would love to see your fucking fat pig of a wife. I would love to see the fucking piece of shit that you fucking married, Mick Dick. Ugh. She's a fucking 800 pounds fucking, she smells like
you
shit.
You don't like any meat on the bone, though.
No, I like some meat on the
I
bone.
I like a curvy broad.
My last girlfriend was a professional dancer. She had a giant fucking ass, thick
she
thighs.
She was a beautiful lady. She did not have meat
that's
on the
I never even looked
yeah.
at her face.
Sorry, I'm sending Shannon. I have a Twitter night for Lewis.
Let's see. I want
to
see it.
I think I'm going
to Shannon, it's coming to you right
like
now.
All types of women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should treat yourself. Yeah,
yeah I need yeah. to treat myself to all
buffet.
The weight limits, all the yeah. heights.
Shannon, did you get my message?
Disabilities.
Let's see. She's toyed as fuck, says Trash Bear. Yeah, she's toyed. Trash Bear called her an angel. Poop Pooperson says toyed as fuck. I agree with Poop Pooperson. I bet you Poop Pooperson has a beautiful wife.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
It's Kim Kong Downs.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
I've seen this lately. Down syndrome women
yeah.
who they go, no,
it.
I like, my pussy gets wet.
They're kidding it.
Who's this guy?
A guy who reacts like a Down syndrome lady.
Can we see more images of her? Also, Shannon, can you pull up your inbox again? I would love to see what messages you have. Was there anything incriminating there, you little fucking vixen?
Yes,
little slut?
Yes, I'm a big fat vixen. Whore. It's all sex. This doesn't bring me back to her page.
You could probably find her.
You're going to click away for a second. Let me look through.
Homophobic says Maddie is toit.
Thank you.
I agree.
Really appreciate
yeah,
Maddie
that. Maddie's toit.
Pretty toit.
Wood smash.
Some days I'm noit.
Wood smash.
Go see her live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Toit.
She will. She chooses one person at the end of the weekend to have sex with from every show. So if you
I, oh, that's the only one. I pick one guy.
One guy, luckily.
Get back here.
It's all random.
Yeah.
It's
name
a
out
a bucket.
You do a bucket pull like Hill Tony.
Yeah. Yeah. I say, all right.
You get 1 minute uninterrupted.
Yep. Usually they are black or retarded.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just that's my demo. And then Ari, Shane, and Mark say if it was good or not.
Yeah. If you're retarded, you can get a golden ticket to fuck Maddie anytime she's in town.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dude, that's how you fuck? That's gay.
Since you called that guy's wife a fat pig, God, now in my head I have fat pig a snake. Fat pig a snake.
Pig a snake.
Pig a snake is too close to something else.
Yeah, that bitch has an OnlyFans. Thank you, Benny and the Jets. keep betting on the Jets. Send me a DM, please, with all of these free pictures from her OnlyFans. Does she ever actually show anything? That's the thing. This is the other thing. Is an OnlyFans of a bitch who doesn't show anything? She's like,
oh, lewds?
Ooh, it makes me mad. Yeah, kind of,
but you could also just type, you type in a name, and then you go nude on Google, and then you get it.
I dated a girl recently who has an OnlyFans, but she doesn't do nudes, and it's infuriating.
Just scam. Like teasers
She's
and
a
stuff.
Scammer.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's the only reason why I could take her even slightly seriously is because I was like, if she had nudes, I could never date her. But non-nudes, you're like,
Nipples or no?
No, nothing. Wow. A lot of feet, though. A lot of butt shots. Yeah. Pretty toy, though.
People like the feet.
People, I have no interest like titties in titties.
I don't like to look at feet. I like to suck on toes and lick in between the toes.
No. I'll suck toes.
No. Maddie, stop with the face. What is
I'll
that?
I'll suck a toe.
Give me your toe. I'll suck your toe.
Right
put your Maddie,
face.
You, Maddie, let me
see between the toes.
Maddie,
totally
supportive face.
While you're having sex with a lady,
like a test of strength.
Like yeah, like literally a test of strength. Yeah.
So you guys like it in person and in person foot, but you're not much about the
not looking at it. I gotta lick. I lick the heel. I bite off the hard skin.
Me to do it.
You don't suck a toe.
No.
I suck a toe.
I put the bunion up my ass. I like old woman hammer toes.
Oh, corns in there. I never got my toes sucked.
No,
never
not
once. Maddie,
sex.
let's have a toe sucking competition on you right now. You tell us. You tell us who sucked your toes.
I close my eyes. Guess who's doing it?
Yes, exactly. If you feel somebody put ketchup on it first, it's Zach.
It's Zach. Yep. Cocaine, Mattern.
Or what?
I'm not a child.
Mattern. Oh, no. Joke.
Shit.
We've gone through so much.
We have. This has been quite the show. We barely touch these topics. That's how good of the show is right now.
We don't need topics.
Race Live Chat, how much do you love this show today? Come on, be honest about it.
Don't ask them.
I'm going to ask them. Let's see. We'll see their honest reviews.
Oh, whatever.
I'm sweating.
Really?
I'm sweating.
How much weight have you lost since like October, let's say?
Maybe 10 pounds since October. I was in pretty good shape at Skankfest.
You look good, kid.
Skankfest, I was wearing the fucking overalls. I was pretty jacked at Skankfest. But I've leaned out a lot since then. Since I stopped drinking and smoking weed.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I don't want to say stop drinking because I have had a few drinks. So
but
that's
slow down
a weird
the
yeah, slowed down very heavily on drinking.
Do you have a scale that shows your percentages and stuff?
No.
I got one of those.
Wait, there's scales that do that?
Yeah, you can step on the scale. It says body fat percentage.
How does it know? It's a scale.
I don't know. It's like it sounds like an electrifying thing through your veins or something.
She literally just guessed. She has no idea.
I have no idea.
She has, but that was a good guess. I would assume that it does send an electric pulse through your body.
It's some sort of shit.
Convulsing.
Some sort of shit.
And then it comes back and draws. You're right. How does it work?
I don't know.
There must be some sort of electropulse that measures your fat.
It's something, yeah.
Because I know the only...
I think it's a homeless guy dressed like a robot who's been convincing Maddie to stand on him once a month.
Yeah, he's like, you're pretty skinny, still.
Let's see how it works. It sends a small, painless electrical current through the body.
Wow. Yeah, you guys were fucking...
How's that accurate?
You?
Yeah.
Shading me.
I mean, well, the real accurate way, they did it with calipers. And
they squeeze your side
fat,
right?
They squeeze your fat, and then there's like a measurement, and then they do it in all the parts of your body, and then they do an equation.
That's too much.
That's like the way the doctor does. If you want it, but that's the only real accurate way to do it.
They had to send mine to NASA.
They'd use the Hubble telescope to figure out Zach's body mass.
We got a second moon.
Oh, fuck me, dude. But that's the way they squeeze it. But it's like it's embarrassing. You're like they're squeezing your fat. You're like, I'm assuming this is how women feel when they're raped. Exactly. If you feel like
just in general,
fat,
rape or no rape, we always feel that way. Like someone's squeezing our fat.
If you're fat, you know what it's like to feel like a raped woman. Just so you know,
yes, yeah, I've been both.
Yeah. Oh, no, you haven't. Stop, Maddie.
What?
Stop making it sad.
Yeah, you were never fat, Maddie. Come on.
Hilarious.
I used to grab this girl. She had a little bit of weight on her, and I kind of found it attractive because I'm a weirdo, and she got so angry.
Weird.
She was like, you're just reminding me that I could lose a
couple
pounds.
Like this. You would go like this.
Yeah, right? I kind of found it hot. I mean, there's these girls at the same place where we used to perform to the bum fights. There was these girls who showed up. Their nickname was the Soma Sisters. It's a great nickname. Great wrestling tag team name. And I would just make out with this girl from time to time. And I would grab it. I just didn't think anything of it. And she was like, we have to stop. This is embarrassing. I'm fat. I'm like, I don't think you are. I think this is great.
Yeah, if a girl grabbed my fat.
You don't say I don't think you are.
I've had girls grab my love handles while I'm having sex with them.
You don't think you are. You're just lying to a
fat lady.
Love handles.
Yeah, well, I think love handles. They call them love handles specifically.
They're there for love.
But
I have no problem with the fat.
I get very uncomfortable if a woman grabs my love handles and holds on to them. time, I'm like, you need to stop right now.
Yeah, yeah.
First of all, I'm ticklish. All right.
I'm mad ticklish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you ticklish, Zach?
You changed your last name.
Yo, I'm James Mad Ticklish. Yo, James Mad Ticklish Mattern. Great name.
Cute.
Zach, are you ticklish?
That name's Toit.
No, you're not.
Well, it's, you know, takes a second to get to his brain.
Yeah, yeah, you got to get. It takes a minute, the signal.
Zach's going to be on his way home.
Who's
Are you ticklish, Manny?
Yes.
Are you? You're ticklish.
Mad.
You're
ticklish.
Mad ticklish.
Of course, dude. I'm a bitch.
So, some people aren't. That has to be like a. There has to be some sort of connection to not being ticklish and being like your brain being shut off to like something.
Not being ticklish is the same people who kill animals.
Yeah. Are you a sociopath? Have they done this correlation?
Maybe.
I always assume ticklish for a child is so you, no one has sex with it or touches it sexually. And that you should get over.
I get the best.
Like a, wait, it's like a
that God.
It's like a It's like a
God put that in children so they don't get raped.
Exactly. Yeah. They start laughing when you try to fuck them, and then you go, "I don't want to fuck this kid who's cracking up."
Yeah, this is too much. This is too fun for you.
Yeah,
you're having too much fun. I'm going to move on to something that would hate this.
Right. So ticklishness is like, as an adult, it's like a lack of. I go, oh yeah, I guess I'm not comfortable with my sexuality. I'm ticklish. That's how I feel.
Interesting.
Well, some people's like feet. You could just like on their feet, and they're like what.
I know.
That's crazy to me. My feet are so ticklish. When I get a, and I love a foot massage. I love a Chinese foot massage. If they start to go like slow and light on it, I'm like, yo, you got to go hard. I'm going to fucking kick you in your fucking Chinese face. This is too much, okay?
Put your chin on it.
No, Like, dude, I love a Chinese fucking foot massage. Sometimes they take out like a bone. I don't know what it is, dude. Start to dig it into your feet. Dude, it's fucking wild, dude. It's so good.
Dude, that's the Vietnamese.
Yeah.
I never do a foot massage. I keep socks on for massages.
No, sex.
You can't do that. I'm one of them.
Socks on for sex is crazy.
What?
And sometimes I have fun socks.
No. That's like some Red Hot Chili Pepper shit.
This is who I am. Well, they put on their dick. That would be even weirder. Sex.
Bad sex, condom. Good socks.
Yeah.
The James Mattern story.
Merch. Let's keep it going.
Let's go.
Let's see. I don't know how to say this guy's name, but it's essentially a penis emoji. He drew it
sounds
with different
right.
letters.
Yeah. Eight equal sign D.
Yeah. And Bert, has, and then it says Bert says, Maddie has webbed feet, which is pretty.
I feel like people have said that about me on the show before.
Really?
They said that I eat carp. And then I have web feet.
You look
but
like you've practiced holding your breath underwater.
Yeah, okay, okay, okay.
Like you look like someone who swam in the pool alone as a kid.
For sure. Yeah, accurate. Yeah, yeah. Lewis tried to pin me as a skier. That's more accurate.
Yeah, it's more just like I'm floating.
Yeah, I'm playing mermaids by myself.
If I found out that you had web feet, it kind of would make a little bit of sense.
I'd be kicked off the network.
No, I like it. It'd be unique.
We'd keep you
as the studio pet.
Oh, true. Yeah.
That'd be amazing. Yeah.
There's Maddie. She's disabled. How?
We don't need T-Rex now. What was his name? T-Rex?
T-Rex, yeah.
T-Rex would be great.
I don't have web feet, so suck on my dick.
Let's see. Let's see. We got a little bit of time here. Which one of these stories? Which one of these stories? Shannon, I like the fact that we didn't get to any of them. All right. Shocking moment. A birthday balloon explodes in a woman's face after floating in candles on her cake. Let's see, Shannon.
Story of my life.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for supporting today's show. We love Small Batch Cigar here on the Lewis and Zach Show because they give you incredible service, amazing interface. If you guys are buying cigars online, you got to go to Small Batch Cigar. It's simple, it's fast, it's in small batches.
You get free shipping on every order, and almost every order comes within 2 to 3 days in the continental United States. They have the Bovita pack, so they come super fresh, and they have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars. And you earn 5% rewards points instantly.
I love Small Batch Cigars. I became a cigar smoker in the past year or so, and I've really been enjoying the selections that they send me. I don't know shit about it. They make it easy. They have a new section on the website, so if you guys want to see what's new, they got that. They have all the brands you love. Just go to smallbatchcigar.com. Use the promo code GAS10. You're going to get 10% off plus 5% rewards points. Once again, that is smallbatchcigar.com. Use that promo code GAS10 for 10% off and 5% rewards points. All right, where were we? Let's see this story.
Oh, it's lagging
it's a little.
Girl. There we go.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, the internet's being stupid.
Gang bang. Oh,
whoa.
Shit. Oh.
Hell yeah.
That was awesome. Because the internet lagged, it actually stopped at the perfect moment.
Yeah,
what was in the fucking balloon?
Helium?
Helium's not flammable.
It wasn't helium. Hold on. Let me just read it real quick. It's a
helium's
different
not
thing.
I didn't. I had no idea. I just said it.
I was guessing.
Zach, who gave her the balloon? The Great Muta?
You ever suck in some helium?
Yeah, well, that's why I didn't think it was
for real.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I passed out at my aunt's house when I was a kid.
Word?
Yeah, she had the.
I feel like helium would be flammable.
No, you inhale it. I feel like if it's flammable, it's not good to inhale.
It says hydrogen. It says hydrogen.
Yeah.
What's in a hot air balloon?
Hydrogen.
Hot air.
A faggot.
That's what they put in there. Yeah.
So the hot air balloon, a hot air balloon isn't like it isn't floating because there's gas in the balloon, right?
It's the fire.
No, it's whimsy. It depends on how much whimsy the man
has.
Yeah,
how many gays are there?
Yeah, it's all about how much imagination you have.
That's what a hot air balloon.
I thought it was the fire. Keeps
the fire creates like heat, and then the heat fills the balloon, and then it goes up. I don't know what. It's probably electrical currents.
You ever see a couple hot air balloons in the sky? Oh, it's beautiful.
I would never do a hot air balloon in my fucking life.
I would. Seems fun.
Yeah. No, dude, I feel like there's no way. It's got to be like at least 1 out of 10 hot air balloons catches fire.
It's terrifying.
Sure, but you feel, you know, I would feel
probably
like.
Probably because they're flammable.
I got a golden ticket. Yeah. That's what it would feel like for me.
Yeah. No way. I wouldn't do it.
I feel like you're doomed up there. Like, what if you have to piss? What are you going to do? You just can't just fall down?
Well, the gondola is a basket. You just piss in the floor. It'll fall out the gondola.
Do you like my dumb sound for pissing still?
Let me see. Yeah, that's
in a hot air balloon.
You hear a chick piss? Do chicks piss like they have like a 13-inch cock? It's just
they do now. I'd say 20 years ago.
I always judge the sound of a man's piss next to me, and if it is a strong stream, I'm like, this guy's got a big piece.
Right.
Sometimes when girls piss, it sounds like chicken frying.
Yeah.
Which is what rain noise is. If I listen to rain at night to go to sleep, and it's chicken.
White noise. I listen to rain too.
Yeah it's chicken frying. Yeah. It's not rain.
Sometimes it's like I got a xylophone vibe, you know.
Right, right.
Maddie, when I have a new girl over or hanging out, and I go to take a leak, I turn the faucet on. Is she judging me positively or negatively for that?
A leak?
I feel weird.
Well, because I assume you're shitting with the faucet on.
I would assume you're shitting.
No, I don't want you to hear my stream.
With hand soap.
Yeah, I just don't want you to hear my stream. I don't want you to judge
I don't
want to
hear a girl hear me just going.
Well, that too.
I'll turn the faucet on if I'm
sure.
Yeah. So you
but we also know because like while our faucet's on, she's shitting. Then you go in there, it smells like shit. Be like, you're not fooling anyone.
Yeah, but you know it's better than you guys hearing like.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry.
I just play loud club music.
Nice.
And I try to shit to the beat.
Like, yeah,
I'll be like, I'm going to take a shower. Hilarious.
I just play Slayer on my phone.
Yeah.
Raining blood.
Yeah.
Raining blood, baby.
Because you ate something bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. So hydrogen, do they typically put hydrogen in balloons? No.
That sounds insane. Why would you do that? But they're not going to now after that shit.
Shannon, do you have any more info on why that balloon exploded?
Yeah, so just to what you were saying before, helium is not flammable.
I know.
And it said, it was a question. And then hydrogen is generally not used to fill regular balloons for parties or decorations because it's flammable. Maybe it's because it's a different country. That's why they
Is that what was in the giant balloon that blew up and killed all those people back in like the 30s or whatever?
Hindenburg?
Hindenburg.
Oh, the Hindenburg.
Where the cover of Led Zeppelin came from?
Yeah.
I think that was probably filled with hydrogen. That's my, I'm going to guess that.
Yes, that's correct.
That would make sense.
That's correct.
Goddamn right, I'm smart.
Nice.
Can I say how smart I am?
Smartest snake.
Shannon, show me your tits.
No.
Shannon, I heard you're getting tits.
Oh yeah, where are we at? We haven't plugged the fucking tit. Shannon's cannons.
Yeah, someone told me you're getting giant tits or something.
She's gonna get him. She's gonna get him a size up.
Oh.
Yeah, whip out the Hindenburg.
Wait, Shannon, why a size up? Go crazy.
Have you started wearing low cut tops? We've been trying to get people to donate. I said I would donate $1,000 once we hit $5,000, and then once we hit $8,000, I'm gonna commit Shannon to go to a cheaper doctor.
How much are breasts?
We have $1,165 raised. This is getting there, Shannon.
We're getting 10% there.
Shannon, you made it too high. You can get it for $8,000. And honestly, if we got to like fucking $6,000, $7,000, people are gonna be like, you know what, let's get over the finish line. But you're not wearing fun shirts. You're wearing old lady grandma shit.
This is a real ass podcast merch.
It's not hot.
I mean, it's not old lady stuff.
It's not sexy, merch. Shannon.
I'm okay with it.
You don't want the tits.
It's fine. I'm not in a place to wear sexy stuff at this time.
Shannon, so you're going to Jamaica in 10 days.
Maybe.
What do you mean maybe? You're not going to come now because you're too fat?
We'll talk about it after.
Are you kidding?
No.
Why aren't you coming?
I'm going to decide this weekend for sure.
What is going on? If it has to do with your fucking cats, I'm going to kill you.
It doesn't.
What does it have to do with?
Your boss is going to rape her?
Yeah, something else.
I'm scared.
Rape! Well, Shannon, why aren't you coming to Jamaica?
If this weekend when I take my summer clothes out, if they don't fit me, I'm not going.
Shannon, do me a favor. You need to fucking stop, okay?
I'm telling you the truth.
You're literally, and I mean this, you're going with the ugliest group of people on the planet.
Literally, like, Rock Bottom and SpongeBob. You will be okay.
Jen, you are maybe the most attractive person in the entire staff. You are gonna,
Jen, if you don't go, everyone has to look at Alex's tits.
That's crazy. Shannon, we'll go shopping. We'll get you a couple new bathing suits. I'll take you bathing suit shopping. We'll have some fun.
It really is like the Addams Family going to an island.
Seriously, except everyone looks like Uncle Fester. The whole
like the Munsters on vacation.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's just
the
bunch
Munster's
of
mom was hot.
Pale, fat, fucking nasty cruds.
Yes.
I mean, just true cruds.
Crud's a good word,
true
huh?
Sea creatures. These yes. are fucking, and you're worried about that? You're worried about us seeing you in a bathing suit?
I'm just not comfortable.
With what? Wear a fucking sundress. Who gives a shit?
If you don't go, they're going to have to put Blind Mike in a dress.
Well, that'd be fun.
Oh, that would be so cute.
Shannon, you could just go and drink and eat.
Yeah, who gives
eat
a shit?
Papaya and shit.
I mean, granted, I'm going to be in the best shape of my life. I'm going to be obnoxious. I mean, I'm going to be obnoxious on this trip. The first 2 days, I'm just going to be like, oh, you guys want to do pictures?
Let's
do
pictures.
Let's do pictures.
Let's do pictures, everyone. Picture time.
Take your shirts off. What the fuck are you doing? We're on vacation.
Shannon, this is fucking sick. You need to chill, and you need to just fucking relax.
We'll see what happens.
No, you're coming. First of all, we already paid for your vegan food.
There's other vegans here.
One vegan.
Who's
and it's
John?
A guy, so we're going to...
And Becca.
And Becca.
Who's the guy?
Oh, we got to look at Becca and Alex? This is ridiculous. Oh,
they're beautiful ladies.
Natalie's the hottest... Get out of town, Shannon. This is crazy.
In all fairness, Becca's got a nice romp on her.
Becca also gets wild on vacation. Do you guys remember how
what,
wild?
She make eye contact and talk.
Dude, Rebecca, she's
crazy, dude.
She's the most autistic person on the planet. But on vacation, she gets like drunk and wild, like aggressive sexually. Can we talk about this, Shannon?
Let's go. Talk about
this. I missed a lot. It usually happened after I went to sleep.
Dude, the stories of Rebecca, she's just like literally in the office, she's like, yeah, so. And then she's on vacation. She's like, who wants to fuck me? Who wants to fuck? Fuck me. Fuck me. She's got a crucifix.
Anyone
fuck
knowing
me.
This.
I wouldn't get fucked.
Dude, it's wild. Shannon, I think that you need to let go and just have some fun. I'm literally not letting you not go.
Shannon, you deserve the fun.
You deserve
work really,
fun.
Really hard, and everybody here loves you.
Yeah.
No matter how you feel, you should go and have fun.
Do you think we can't see you?
Really
you? We also
it.
Can see you here. Why wouldn't you like let people see you in Jamaica? You don't have to wear a fucking skimpy bikini, you slut.
I know, but I can't wear a hoodie and jeans on a beach. It's
Shannon,
gonna be too hot.
You've never met Big J?
Yeah, seriously.
No, you don't need to wear a hoodie and jeans, but you wear, you know, you could wear a fucking
caftan, like a big
garbage bag.
Can you pull up fat girl beach wear?
It's just going to be a picture of Missy Elliott.
Can we just wear a garbage bag? Yeah. Pull up fat. Zach will lend you some clothes. Zach will lend you some of
look
his clothes.
These. Yeah. Look at these.
Shannon.
Oh,
and
now, they're adorable.
I'll tell you this. These girls look,
look at
spectacular.
These.
Look at, first of all, that girl right
those
there.
Are tight.
Go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. She is fuckable.
Yeah, I'm into her.
She's
yeah.
a pretty lady.
Fire.
She's a pretty lady,
does
Shannon. And you're skinnier
she's
than her.
The same one as number one.
You're skinnier right. than her. Well, she doesn't look good
girl.
There. I like her in number five.
I
position.
Like her in both.
Shannon, you can get like, yeah, like, these. For, Shannon, these
and you're smaller than all
you're
of smaller these.
You're smaller than all yeah. of these whales. Instead of going whale watching, the whales are going to be watching you, Shannon.
Shannon, you're worried about going overweight to an island full of black guys.
Oh, who's that over there?
It's like bringing ham to the that's beach.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, in Jamaica, Maddie, yeah.
Crackpot Whisper, Crackpot Whisper in the Race Live Chat just pulled up some video of Shannon on the beach just a couple months ago when she was with her friends. Can you pull it up, Shannon, real quick?
Oh, boy.
Hold on.
It's a TikTok.
Go ahead.
There she is. Shannon, this fucking damn. Animal went to the beach.
She has confidence.
She's got a butt on her fucking
she
front.
She has confidence.
She got a front
her.
Butt.
She loves it, though. She likes it.
Shannon, you need to fucking chill, okay? Wait, Michelle Trachtenberger died?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Yes.
Who is that?
How'd she
Buffy's
die?
Sister. I don't know how, but I got a notification.
That's crazy. I thought they were pulling her up because Maddie kind of looks like her over and over again in the chat.
The girl played Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
She was like the nerdy bitch in Road Trip.
Whoa,
and then
whoa, whoa, whoa.
She
from American Pie?
No.
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 No. She's
from the
Wasn't
no!
Yeah.
Oh, she died.
37. Spy?
It yeah, like and she was, an ice skating movie, right?
She's 39.
Dead. What
39 is years old.
What
see,
the
Shannon?
Fuck?
Shannon, you could be dead.
I loved
exactly.
her.
Exactly.
She was sick for a while. She recently had a liver transplant, but they're not
what?
They're not
it's
officially
the fucking vaccine.
They're not officially saying her cause of death.
But can I say we're gonna
there
go. I don't want to
yeah.
I don't want to end on a political point at all, but it's like all these fucking Trump supporters are like, dude, fucking yeah, the vaccine, the blah blah blah. Trump put the fucking vaccine in place.
He
no, hired
he
Fauci.
To take credit for it. I
he,
recall
no, he
it.
Did take credit
yeah,
for
yeah,
it. He was trashing Sweden for not locking down. Why does that? Yeah. Why do all the Trump supporters act like he was not part of the problem?
Well, because immediately after the you know it came out, it was Biden was in, and so Biden
a year later
it.
Though, like literally, there was a full
yeah,
year.
Also, yeah,
people
there was
died
like
of
the
shit
fall
before the fucking vaccine. Now that anyone sure. has any injury, anything like that, it's the fucking vaccine's fault.
Well, but the vaccine, it did nobody any good. That is
that's
the truth
so
about it.
I ran a fucking 6-minute mile
I got
2 weeks after the jab. Are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
A 6-minute mile. I'm in my
40s. Yeah, and
then 40s.
It took you 9 months to put out a crowd work album.
Gotta blame the vaccine.
All right, we're done. We're wrapping it up. We're raping it up. Trump's here. I got no problem with
you
it.
You got a
saying?
Pretty good Trump.
It's not bad. It's
that's
not bad. We're wrapping it up. You guys are the shit. Thank you for watching today's show. We'll be back on Friday live with Micah Fox and
Tim.
McLaughlin?
Yeah, yeah.
How do I say his last name?
McLaughlin.
Yeah. You guys are the shit. We'll check you guys next time. Goodbye.
Peace.